On a day like this, it's not difficult to see why people would want to come to Ireland. It's crisp and cold, and the leaves are well into the process of changing colour, so it's multicoloured. The sky is mottled and it's dry. And it is a tremendously attractive country, Ireland, from the point of view of seasonal change. It's not a place where you can rely upon the weather for very long, so constantly you have this experience of change. It would be a good thing if you're coming to Ireland to bring a change of clothing. You know, it's unlikely that you'll be able to wear the same type of clothing continuously throughout your visit. So Ireland has a lot of natural advantages from the point of view of attracting people to come to it as tourists. And there is a World Travel Mart on in London today, and one of my great client, the client I think is tremendous in this area, is Inhan Guides. And Inhan Guides produce little audio guides to places that you can use when you're walking around a tourist attraction. Supposing you're walking around the Book of Kells in Dublin, for example, in Trinity College, and you want to have an education while you're just looking at the illuminated manuscripts, and you're interested in the background and you want to know what you want to get a fuller experience. So you have this little audio guide that you don't have to give back at the end. And suppose you come out of there and you go off and you want to go to a graveyard. You want to go to a famous graveyard. You can go to Glasnevin Cemetery and you can be taken on a tour around the graveyard. So, I mean, what Inhan Guides does is it actually enables whoever's running a visitor attraction, a tourist place, it enables them to help the people who come to that place to have a better experience. It's all about enriching the experience of the tourist. And today, Trevor Winkworth, the CEO of Inhan Guides, and Valley, who works with him, are over there in London. And they're going around the Travel Mart. And they're concerned with... I don't know what they're concerned with, actually, because I'm not privy to who exactly they hope to meet. But I'm hoping to talk to Trevor later on today on the telephone and find out who he's meeting and what are the kind of business prospects for tourism in the world. Because Inhan Guides, this small Irish company, isn't just providing audio guides for Irish visitor attractions or tourist sites, whatever you want to call them, to those kind of places. It's actually got clients in North America. You can get on and off buses in New York and with your Inhan guide to New York. And there are various other places, like in the UK, Blackpool Tower is another place you can go to. Well, for those of us who are big into ballroom dancing and watching fantastic dancing on the television, Blackpool Tower is a famous place. So I'm just kind of thinking about, why do people want to be tourists at all? I've strayed a little bit from the issue about why would people want to come to Ireland. But we're almost all tourists these days, even if we don't even leave our own home. You know, it's a bit of about getting out of your own existing experience and opening yourself up to a new experience, having a wider appreciation of where you are whenever you get there, which kind of links it into mindfulness, you know, being present in the here and now in a place. So whenever you go to a place, let's say, you have an opportunity to be a certain type of tourist. You can be a tourist who appreciates the place where you've arrived, together with its weather, together with its cold and its damp and its all of that, but appreciate it for being like that. Yeah, you have an opportunity to become a a richer person if you become a tourist. Just staying where you are all the time, not opening your mind to new experiences, not opening your body to new experiences, not going to places that you've never been before, just staying stuck. That's a recipe for staying stuck. And if you want to stay stuck, well, that's fine. But if you want to have a richer life, you have to enrich your experience in some way. You need to be open. And that's what the World Travel Mart in London today is all about, I think. I think it's about a lot of people who are in the business of helping people to be open to new experiences, helping them to enrich their life through going to new places or going back to old places and seeing them afresh, reframing the experience, if you like. It's not all about, you know, ticking off 97 cities in 95 days. No, it can be about going back to the same favorite place year after year after year in order to be there anew. Yeah, I would, as you can tell, love to be in London today. I would love to be at the World Travel Mart. It would give me a real buzz to be there. But not because it's covered in signs saying, you know, love Antigua, love Botswana land, love, you know, Thailand, love Dublin. No, it's not about that. It's about because it would be full of people whose job and whose life is dedicated to enriching the experience of others. That's what I think the Travel Mart must be about. I don't know what the people at the Travel Mart think they're doing, but that's what I think they're doing.